Welcome to the Praying Daily podcast, where we read scripture and pray for you daily to give you hope and encouragement in the Lord. Today, more than ever, we need to be strengthened by the Lord and put on the armor of God. We need to put our armor on tightly, have it surround us, and strengthen us. Listen in as I read from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18 in the NLT version, where we learn about putting on the full armor of God. Let's read. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Today's reflection, this verse from Ephesians, is a mighty declaration to make every day as you wake up or whenever you feel anything evil coming against you. Every day as you are putting on this armor, imagine putting on each piece. And it's extra helpful to say out loud what each piece of the armor does. Won't you please join me and agree with me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the armor that you provided that is accessible to me to help fend off all the evils in this world. Help me remember the battle that I am fighting is not of flesh and blood, but it is against principalities that I do not even see. Help me not to grow weary in this fight because I know that you have made a way, and your armor is helping me to be strong and courageous. Help me stand my ground and not give an inch to the enemy. Lord, I am so thankful that you are strong and mighty, and that you are stronger than any battles I face. As I start my day, Lord, I am now putting on the armor. I place the belt of truth around my waist. I pray this truth will ward off any attempt for lies to come near me. I put on the breastplate of your righteousness because I know that I am forgiven because of the blood of Jesus. And you, O Lord, have called me yours, a beautiful child of the Most High King. Thank you. I step into the shoes of peace that are filled with your holy word. You have called me to be a peacemaker, to not cause strife here on earth, but only peace. I hold up the mighty sword of faith to stop the many fiery arrows of the devil. This shield of faith that you have gifted me will keep the fears and any doubt far away from me. I put on my head your precious helmet of salvation, which comes from the beautiful, precious, and holy blood of Jesus, which has saved my soul. Lastly, I hold tightly the sword of the Spirit. I pray this flaming sword will light the way for me, will light the way for my feet to step. May your sword purify my thoughts and my soul today. Lord, remind me always that your words from the Bible are so powerful. They are my great weapon to guard my heart, to guard my soul, and to guard my mind. Bring your scriptures to mind whenever I'm weary, whenever fear creeps in. I pray that your voice is the only voice that I hear. I refuse to agree with any deception that comes my way, Lord. I only agree with your words and your ways. Your ways, Lord, are of victory. Your ways, your words are filled with peace and love. Thank you. Today, I stand up strong in the armor that you have provided. I stand strong because you are by my side. You are my mighty fortress. You, Lord, are my deliverer. You are the great and mighty Lord. I ask, Lord, that you guide me in your truth now. Let me not fall victim to lies that may sound good to my ears, but, O Lord, they are false. Help me to be strong. Help me to be discerning and not to believe these lies. Thank you for your love, Lord, and thank you for equipping me to be a mighty warrior for you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for joining me today. I would like to suggest continuing seeking the Lord by listening to the following music. Today's a little bit different. It's soaking music, which is a beautiful instrumental music to sit and pray and think about the Lord. This music is titled The Armor of God, Prayer Warrior Music by Soaking Worship Music and Prayer Music. I have put the link below. If you have any prayer requests, the Praying Daily Ministry team would love to pray for you. Please send an email to prayer@prayingdaily.org. It would be our great pleasure to join you in prayer. And please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast to receive daily prayer and encouragement. God bless.